Hey guys, welcome to today's podcast of the Bug Out Prepper. I'm Mike Rondo, your host. We're just going to go over a quick, what I feel very important and oftentimes overlooked prep that any of us could do very cheaply that could save your behind big time. It's about how to purify water. And it's an article that a buddy of mine, Mike Eichendahl, wrote, and I'm just going to cover the bases on it. So you know, although stockpiling guns and ammo and food seem to get all the attention from the would-be preppers and survivalists out there, a more important skill that every doomsday prepper needs to have is to know how to purify water. You can only survive about 3 days without water, and really after 2 days, you're toast. So you will die of dehydration long before you starve in the event of the zombie apocalypse or a total breakdown of society or whatever is compromised the water. First, let's look at a couple scenarios that would require you to treat your water. The first most likely scenario is when the local municipality issues a boil order because a power outage or supply chain interruption causes them to not be able to properly treat the water coming out of your tap. This has happened obviously in cities before, and particularly in the Northeast, it's affected tens of millions of people. The people of Detroit were without serviceable water at one point for over, I believe, 4 days. If a boil order is issued and you have no power, how will you make the water safe? Since a boil order is issued due to concerns of bacteria and not heavy metals or chemical contamination, you have an alternative to putting the water on your non-working stove to heat it if you have a barbecue grill or a camp stove, which is one way to boil it. And I would suggest letting it boil for a few minutes if you get into that situation. If you can't, obviously, after a quick boil, you can get to it. But if you can have, I would recommend a few minutes if you can. This is a good reason to make sure that your emergency preparedness supplies include a large stock pot. If you don't have a barbecue grill or camp stove to heat the water, you can treat it with chlorine bleach. The way to do this is by adding 16 drops of bleach per gallon of water and let it sit at least 30 minutes. The key is to use regular unscented bleach, though. So next time you're at the store, pick up a bottle of unscented bleach. And remember, bleach actually has a shelf life, so take note of that. The rule of thumb is that the water should have a bit of a bleach smell after 30 minutes. If you can't smell some odor of bleach, the water may not be safe to drink. So either add some more bleach or get a different jug of bleach. Finally, to get rid of the bleach smell and any taste, you can pour the water back and forth between two containers to aerate it, which will make the taste go away. So anyway, that's all good stuff. And if you're looking for more information, hit the Bug Out Prepper YouTube channel. That's Bug Out Prepper. And we also have a Facebook page, Bug Out Prepper, and I will catch you on the next podcast or on the YouTube or Facebook channel. I'm Mike Rondo, and till next time, keep prepping. Hey guys, welcome to today's podcast of the Bug Out Prepper. I'm Mike Rondo, your host. We're just gonna go over a quick, what I feel very important and oftentimes overlooked prep that any of us could do very cheaply that could save your behind big time. It's about how to purify water. And it's an article that a buddy of mine, Mike Eichendahl, wrote, and I'm just going to cover the bases on it. So, you know, although stockpiling guns and ammo and food seem to get all the attention from the would-be preppers and survivalists out there, a more important skill that every doomsday prepper needs to have is to know how to purify water. You can only survive about 3 days without water, and really after 2 days, Yeah, you're toast. So you will die of dehydration long before you starve in the event of the zombie apocalypse or a total breakdown of society or whatever has compromised the water. First, let's look at a couple scenarios that would require you to treat your water. The first most likely scenario is when the local municipality issues a boil order because a power outage or supply chain interruption causes them to not be able to properly treat the water coming out of your tap. This has happened obviously in cities before, and particularly in the Northeast, it's affected tens of millions of people. The people of Detroit were without serviceable water at one point for over, I believe, 4 days. If a boil order is issued and you have no power, how will you make the water safe? Since a boil order is issued due to concerns of bacteria and not heavy metals or chemical contamination, you have an alternative to putting the water on your non-working stove to heat it if you have a barbecue grill or a camp stove, which is one way to boil it. And I would suggest letting it boil for a few minutes if you get into that situation. If you can't, obviously, after a quick boil, you can get to it. But if you can have, I would recommend a few minutes if you can. This is a good reason to make sure that your emergency preparedness supplies include a large stock pot. If you don't have a barbecue grill or camp stove to heat the water, you can treat it with chlorine bleach. The way to do this is by adding 16 drops of bleach per gallon of water and let it sit at least 30 minutes. The key is to use regular unscented bleach, though. So next time you're at the store, pick up a bottle of unscented bleach. And remember, bleach actually has a shelf life, so take note of that. The rule of thumb is that the water should have a bit of a bleach smell after 30 minutes. If you can't smell some odor of bleach, the water may not be safe to drink. So either add some more bleach or get a different jug of bleach. Finally, to get rid of the bleach smell and any taste, you can pour the water back and forth between two containers to aerate it, which will make the taste go away. So anyway, that's all good stuff. And if you're looking for more information, hit the Bug Out Prepper YouTube channel. That's Bug Out Prepper. And we also have a Facebook page, Bug Out Prepper. And I will catch you on the next podcast or on the YouTube or Facebook channel. I'm Mac Rondo. And till next time, keep prepping.